Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Morning Mindset for Emotional Safety. You know I love kicking off each day with a fresh perspective, and today we're diving headfirst into something that affects us all, social media. Ever feel like you scroll through Instagram and suddenly compare yourself to everyone else? Or maybe you find yourself getting sucked into an endless loop of news feeds, leaving you feeling overwhelmed and anxious? We've all been there, but guess what? You have the power to navigate this digital world in a way that supports your mental well-being, not sabotages it. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will empower you to use social media mindfully and create a healthier relationship with it. First things first, be aware of your triggers. Just like certain foods might send you into a sugar rush or a craving slump, certain types of content on social media can trigger negative emotions. It could be anything from perfectly curated vacation photos, hello, FOMO, to endless comparisons about success and happiness. Take some time to identify what kind of posts tend to leave you feeling drained, envious, or insecure. Once you know your triggers, you can start making conscious choices about the content you consume. Now, let's talk about intention. Before you even open that app, ask yourself, what am I hoping to get out of this? Are you looking for inspiration? To connect with friends and family? Or maybe just a quick distraction? Having a clear intention can help you stay focused and avoid mindless scrolling. Think of it like going to the grocery store. If you have a list, you're more likely to stick to your plan and avoid impulse buys. Speaking of impulse buys, remember that social media is often designed to keep you engaged, even if it means sacrificing your time and energy. Those endless scroll buttons are there for a reason. So, set limits for yourself. Decide how much time you want to spend scrolling each day and stick to it. Use those built-in timer features on your phone or apps, or try the Pomodoro technique, 25 minutes of focused browsing followed by a 5-minute break. Next up, curate your feed. Think of your social media as a garden. You wouldn't want weeds taking over your beautiful blooms, right? Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling negative, envious, or stressed. Fill your feed with content that inspires you, makes you laugh, or teaches you something new. And finally, don't forget the real world. Remember that social media is just a window into someone else's life, often a highly curated and filtered version. It's easy to get caught up in comparing yourself to others, but remember that everyone's journey is unique. Focus on your own goals and celebrate your own successes. Take time for offline activities that bring you joy, spending time with loved ones, exploring nature, pursuing your hobbies. Let me paint a picture. Imagine scrolling through Instagram after a long day at work, feeling drained and overwhelmed by everyone's seemingly perfect lives. You compare your achievements to their highlight reels, starting to doubt your own worth. But then you remember our conversation today, you take a deep breath, close the app, and choose to do something that nourishes your soul. Maybe you call a friend, put on some music, or step outside for a walk in nature. See? By taking control of your social media experience, you can reclaim your mental well-being and create a space that supports your growth and happiness. So, here's the deal. Be mindful of your triggers, set clear intentions, limit your screen time, curate your feed with intention, and remember to prioritize real-world experiences. You are in control. Choose to use social media as a tool for connection, inspiration, and learning, not comparison and anxiety. Go out there and rock your day, beautiful souls. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who might need a little social media sanity boost. And I'll catch you right back here tomorrow for another dose of morning mindset magic.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.